ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रुक्मिणामयं दधाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपद्मकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सुजीवम् सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णप्रदां सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावतंस्य हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते। तप्तकञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवि प्रणामामि हरिप्रिय। पंचकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर थ्री टेक्स्ट 44। कृष्ण इज द सोर्स ऑफ इनकार्नेशन। तत्र एम आई रॉन्ग एम आई राइट तत्र कीर्तयतो विप्रा विप्रशेरा भूरि तेजसः अहम् चाध्यागमम् तत्र निविष्टस तत् अनुग्रहात् सोऽहम् वः श्रावयिष्यामि यथादितं यथामति। तत्र कीर्तयतो विप्रा विप्रशेर भूरि तेजसः अहं चाद्यगमं तत्र निविष्टस्तनुग्रहान् सोऽहं वः श्रावयिष्यामि यथाधीतं यथामति। तत्र कीर्तयतो विप्रा विप्रशेर भूरि तेजसः अहं चाद्यागमं तत्र निविष्टस्त अनुग्रहान् सोऽहं श्रावयिष्यामि यथाधीतं यथामति। तत्र कीर्तयतो विप्रा विप्रशेर भूरि तेजसः अहं चाद्यागमं तत्र निविष्टस्तदनुग्रहान् सोऽहं वः श्रावयिष्यामि यथाधीतं यथामति। Vaishnavis, please. Tatra, sorry, go ahead. Tatra, there, kirtiyataha, while reciting, vipraha, O Brahmanas, viprashe, from the great Brahman Rishi, Bhuri, greatly, Tejasaha, powerful, Aham, I, Cha, also, Adhyagamam, could understand, Tatra, in that meeting, Nivishtaha, being perfectly attentive, Tat Anugraha, by His mercy. Saha, that very thing. Aham, I. Vaha, unto you. Shravaishyami, shall let you hear. Yatha adhitam yathamati, as far as my realization. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O learned Brahmanas, when Sukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam there in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention, and thus by his mercy I learned the Bhagavatam from the great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learned it from him and as I have realized it. Purport. One can certainly see directly the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in the pages of Bhagavatam if one has heard it from a self-realized great soul like Sukadeva Goswami. One cannot, however, learn Bhagavatam from a bogus hired reciter whose aim of life is to earn some money out of such recitation and employ the earning in sex indulgence. No one can learn Srimad Bhagavatam who is associated with persons engaged in sex life. That is the secret of learning Bhagavatam. Nor can one learn Bhagavatam from one who interprets the text by his mundane scholarship. One has to learn Bhagavatam from the representative of Sukadeva Goswami and no one else if one at all wants to see Lord Krishna in the pages. That is the process and there is no alternate. Sukadeva Goswami is a bona fide representative of Sukadeva Goswami because he wants to present the message which he received from the great learned Brahman. Sukadeva Goswami presented Bhagavatam as he heard it from his great father, and so also Sukadeva Goswami is presenting Bhagavatam as he had heard it from Sukadeva Goswami. Simple hearing is not at all. One must realize the text with proper attention. The word Nivishtha means that Sukadeva Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. That is the real process of receiving Bhagavatam. One should hear with rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page. The secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and matter. But somehow or other, If someone hears with rapt attention from the right person, at the very beginning one can assuredly see Lord Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. Thus end the Bhagavat Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnation. So the question the Brahmanas, okay, let's start with this way. Vyasadeva spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to his son Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami spoke this Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, and Suta Goswami was there. And now Suta Goswami is in the Naimisharanya speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to 60,000 whatever sages, brahmanas, sages. And Suta Goswami is the, so this is the parampara. And the question, what the last question of the, was asked by the brahmanas, and that question was that, what will happen after Krishna leaves the, whom did the religious principles take shelter after Lord Krishna's departure? That was the question number 6. Brahmanas had asked to Suta Goswami. So Suta Goswami is this last 4 verses of this chapter from text 40 to 44 is the, what is it saying? Is ultimately is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Who will take the shelter? Religious princes will take shelter of who? Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the last 4 verses of this chapter. And in this verse is particularly described about the parampara. How Suta Goswami heard Srimad Bhagavatam with rapt attention. Not just rapt attention, but the word is used here is the Nivishtasya. Nivishta means he was drinking Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is not something I can go to the VIHE and learn. Yeah, it's good. Nothing wrong in it. But to get the real juices, we have to drink Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is coming in the Srila Prabhupada in the beginning is mentioning about the disciplic succession. Hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam in the disciplic succession. Just like there are 4 sampradayas, right? The Brahma sampradaya, then the Sri sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, and Kumar Nimbarka sampradaya, right? And the 4 sampradaya has a 4 acharyas, just like in Brahma sampradaya is Madhvacharya and of course Lord Chaitanya. In Sri Sampradaya is Ramanujacharya. In Rudra Sampradaya is Vishnu Swami. And in the Kumar Sampradaya, Nimbarkacharya. So this is in the disciplic succession. So if you really want to advance in the spiritual life, if you really want to see the Krishna within the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, then we have to follow in the disciplic succession of these 4 sampradayas. And that's why we hear Srila Prabhupada has translated this purport by taking the previous Acharya's commentaries, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, like that. So he's coming in disciplic succession. So we are very fortunate to have this coming in disciplic succession. So it is said that Sampradaya Vina, it is mentioned in the in the Padma Purana, it says as Sampradaya Vihinaye Mantraste Nishala Mataha. Means the if one is not actually connected with a bona fide disciplic succession, whatever mantras he chants will not bring the direct result. So it is, that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the beginning of this purport that we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source. And we are in the right source here because we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which is purport given by Srila Prabhupada, who is in the disciplic succession, Brahma Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. So that is, otherwise, most of the time, when you go to Vrindavan, I mean it's, when you go from Chatikara to our Krishna Balaram temple, you can find around 15 or 20 just billboards, Srimad Bhagavatam Sapta from so and so, from this date to that date. Like, you just go on all the way up to Lai Bazar, if you go, all the billboards are there about Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes we wonder, my gosh, so much recitation. Of course, they are probably Brajvasis, I don't know. But so much Srimad Bhagavatam saptas are going on all the time, constantly. One finish, another start. Another finish, another start. Of course. But here it is, Srila Prabhupada is, now what is their purpose, I don't know. That's not my business, but point is to see how the Srimad Bhagavatam Saptas goes on everywhere. Now Srila Prabhupada is here mentioning that the Suta Goswami here, who had heard this from Sukadeva, when Sukadeva Goswami was reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. Now they have also given in the previous verses, They have given the qualification of Suta Goswami. Because here mentioned Suta Goswami with rapt attention. We sit here for half an hour, 45 minutes after, that's it. I'm done with it. Right? After 45 minutes, that's it. There is no concentration on the Bhagavatam. I'm done. I want to just go home. Isn't it? But here he says he was drinking Srimad Bhagavatam with rapt attention. So here in the previous verses, the Brahmanas had, the sages were praising the qualities of Suta Goswami. What his qualities were? He said he was free from all vices. He saw the bad things. He was free. Second, he was well versed in the scriptures, Puranas, and histories. Third, and he also explained them. Four, he was of course eldest learned Brahman, Vedantist. He knew the knowledge of Vyas Devendra sages. He was gentle, pure and simple. And he was submissive. Because he was submissive, all the gurus had endowed him with favors. So this was the qualification of Suta Goswami. And that's why Srila Suta Goswami able to With rapt attention, he was able to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam when Sukadeva Goswami was reciting. So here Srila Prabhupada is in the purport, he is writing here that one should hear the rapt attention from the real person. And then he can at once realize the presence of the Lord Krishna in every page. So Srimad Bhagavatam is everything, and when we read, we have to come to see Krishna within the pages. Means the Srimad Bhagavatam is none different than Krishna. Just like the name is, Krishna's name is none different than the Krishna himself. And of course, the name is more powerful than Krishna even. Name of Krishna is more merciful than Krishna himself. So here Srimad Bhagavatam is none other than Krishna. And we have to see, we come to that seeing Krishna when we read Srimad Bhagavatam and we hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's what was happening when Sukadeva Goswami was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. He was seeing Krishna's pastime, he was seeing right there in front of him when he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And he would sometimes get in ecstasy and he had to control himself. These are the pure personalities. So, here is mentioned that by His mercy, Suta Goswami is saying that by His mercy, with the mercy of the Sukadeva Goswami, I was able to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So mercy is the most important thing. We beg for the mercy. And there is a nice shloka in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, verse 1335, or it is also in the Madhya Lila, 23rd chapter. And I will read this, how we can beg for the mercy. This is a prayer, it's a nice shloka. And it says that, O my Lord, this is the prayer to the Lord to get the mercy. Prayer to the devotees to get the mercy, how we can pray. So here is a sage that, O my Lord, I do not have any love for you, nor am I qualified for discharging devotional service by chanting and hearing. Nor do I possess a mystic power of a Vaishnava, knowledge or pious activities. Nor do I belong to a very high caste family. On the whole, I do not possess anything. Still, O beloved of the gopis, because you bestow your mercy on the most fallen, I have an unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart. That hope is kept away. That hope is always giving me pain. So this is where we can pray for the mercy of the Lord. Now, Srila Prabhupada is here writing in the last few lines. The secret of knowing Bhagavatam mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. Who is that? Myself here, sitting here. Isn't it? We cannot hear the rapt, Srimad Bhagavatam's rapt attention. If the mind is not pure. But then he further says that No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. Then he says, no one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, meditating. Where do I stand in this one? Difficult for rapt attention, isn't it? For a long time. So we can ourselves, individually, measure ourselves. Where do we stand? Where do I stand? Of course, the four aggregate principles are there in chanting 69. But Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. Listen to this now. Somehow or other, that is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. What is the somehow or other? What does that mean? Let's talk about that. What is it mean by somehow or other? What does that mean? Yes.
He will give you the mercy
to understand. Yes. What else? By good fortune. Right? By pure devotee, just like Jad Bharat and Rahugana. Rahugana met the Jad Bharat by the arrangement. So Jad Bharat was a pure devotee of the Lord. And Rahugana somehow there was good fortune. He met Jad Bharat and he was able to hear from him. Yes.
I was thinking it's Prabhupada's humility that he's giving the blessings.
Yes, his mercy. But what is it? What is that?
To hear from the right person.
Yes. What else?
From the beginning.
By any means, beg, borrow, steal. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam. What else? Of course, his mercy.
Does he have a special...
In the 13th, let me finish. In 13th, chapter text 26. It says that in this age of Kali, just you, Srila Prabhupada writing, just you cannot do anything but hear. He says, just hear Srimad Bhagavatam. You should be very desperate to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. You should be repentant what you have done. What we have done, what I have done. Then, if you just simply agree to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says you can be Krishna conscious in 1 second, or you can be Krishna conscious for many lives. Right? So is that. So what does that mean? That means that it's a matter of understanding and accepting the fact. What else? Firm faith in the Guru. So this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Just hear. Because that's why he says, but somehow or other, he says, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person, At the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavad. So this is the guy, this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Just here. Follow four great principles here and it will follow. Automatically, you will see. Chanting 16 rounds and all that. If you just do that, we'll see Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll see Krishna within the Srimad Bhagavatam on each basis. That is the mercy. Okay, so, what else here? Okay, yeah. Second canto, chapter 8, text 4. Says, person who hears Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have a Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. Then, yeah. First canto, chapter 7, text 7. Say, simply by giving oral reception of Srimad Bhagavatam, feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna sprouts up at once to distinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Text 42. Devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord and detachment from other things, these three occurs simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 128, what are the five things to have the bhakti? What are the five things?
Associated with devotees.
Hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Sorry? Live in holy dham in New Ramandreti. Serve the deities. Take prasadam. That is sixth one. That is the sixth one. Chant holy name. Right? So if you do all these things, then of course we will. And of course, chanting and all that. So if you do, then we will see the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you will see Krishna. In the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we will see Srimad Bhagavatam is none other than Krishna. Come to that. And the also the, so we just have to hear, that's what it is, just keep hearing. There is no, okay, if you do that then we will be seeing. So Sukadeva Goswami, Sita Goswami here is telling how he heard to the Brahmanas, all the sages, he's telling how he had heard the Srimad Bhagavatam in the Parampara system from Sita Goswami, from Sukadeva Goswami. And he had realized it. That was another point Srila Prabhupada is making here. A realization comes Yes, and comes. If we are serious and if we follow the process which is given, then we realize, some realization comes within our heart. Krishna within our heart gives that realization to say something. Okay? Any questions? Yes.
Prabhu, do you have, what's your realization on pure in sleeping and pure in fearing?
Pure in what? Sleeping?
Pure in sleeping. Uh-huh. Remember that series of statements Prabhupada made in the purport. One who can't hear with rapt attention unless he's pure in these actions of eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating.
Mm-hmm.
What would be pure in sleeping and fearing?
Pure in sleeping. I can tell from myself, sometimes it's difficult to go to sleep at night. Right? Last night happened to me. I slept only 2 hours last night. I was sleeping, but I'm lying in the bed and saying, what am I going to do? I mean, I cannot sleep. So I had to keep recite different prayers. Whatever prayers I do, I keep reciting myself with the mind. So, pure in sleeping means the persons who are sleeping, Srila Prabhupada, like that pure personality, when they sleep, they are not sleeping like in ignorance which I sleep. He is sleeping and also his mind is constantly thinking of the Krishna. We have body, so we require sleeping. Certain hours, whatever, according to individual's body. But always thinking, so that purity is there within the heart, then the sleeping will be, sleep is there, but also is sleep. The mind is absorbed in particularly the Krishna's pastimes, of Krishna's activities, whatever. This was a habit of, my father had a habit. I had to bring out these things about families. At the night he would talk in the sleep. Many people talk at night, you know, in the sleep. And he would get angry in the sleep to someone because he had that thoughts during the whole daytime. He was thinking of that person, and then at night it comes out in sleep, he talks about it. That's talking in the sleep. But that was material. Right? So that's my understanding. As far as the fear is concerned, of course, the pure devotee is fearless. When it comes to tell the truth about something, he is fearless. Srila Prabhupada, he was fearless because he knew that Krishna is behind me. He knew that. That's why when he had to, you know, when the Mayavadis or impersonalists, when they talk about it, he was fearless. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, fearless. That's my understanding. Is that answer your question?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I was wondering if when the soul starts to awaken by the different processes of devotional service, is that the soul can kind of inside remember the relationship? I'm telling that because sometimes many songs of the Vaishnavas singing, I don't know the meaning of the whole words one by one. I know the overall meaning of it. But even though I don't know the meaning of each word, it brings me still in a state of very ecstatic feelings. Is it that the soul can remember his relationship with Krishna as he was waking?
Is the soul? I didn't get the last part. Can you someone can repeat, please?
Does the soul can remember his relationship with Krishna, mm-hmm. although we're not at that stage?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think when I chant the Udil Aruna, do I know each word? What meaning? I don't know. But I know it gives me some information what this line is trying to tell. See? But because of the association of devotees, everybody else is chanting. It helps me. And when I get the time, I should try to read and get into it. Now, of course, the pure devotees of the Lord, they have written these songs out of their love, out of their compassion, out of their purifying the Lord. This realized. Like Srila Prabhupada, he writes the purport. When he writes the purport, how is he? Many times he mentions, isn't it? My Western devotees. Some of the purports he writes that. Isn't it? Now, of course, when Sukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Suta Goswami spoke, at that time there was no question of Western devotees or something like that. Right? But the point is that Srila Prabhupada, he is keeping the principle the same. The point is Srila Prabhupada's purports are not just is a conglomeration of all different acharyas. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, he putting all those in. Krishna has given him the intelligence. Krishna within his heart, super soul within his heart is telling him to do it. And Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna is making me right. So he is combining the different commentaries and he putting in one sentence or two sentences, which gives the commentary of many acharyas. And then according to time, place and circumstance, he writes how this applies. There's the beauty about the purport of this in age of Kali, in this present age, about the purport of Srila Prabhupada. That it tells exactly. So, of course, we haven't come to Krishna consciousness by chance, right? We have come because we had previous pious activities, and we were in association, I'm sure, with the devotees. We have done that. We have come so that. Again, it's reviving our Krishna consciousness. So when we hear singer songs or we sing songs, then it is reviving our conscious position, what we had in the previous lives or even this life. It's coming up, coming again. I hope that answers your question. Trivikram Prabhu ki jai ho.
Hare Bol. 2 points. In terms of the sleeping, the pure sleeping, I was thinking, it's simple. Actually, Prabhupada says one goes to bed like early and then rises early. I think That's basically what is meant there. But the other point I have is in terms of here in Bhagavatam, I mean, we have a lot of speakers here on Bhagavatam, but they hardly stay for Bhagavatam. And I don't think it's a good example.
Hardly what?
They would hardly stay to listen Bhagavatam.
But you don't know. They might be listening on the internet. You don't know that.
Yeah, but...
You cannot judge. This is wrong judgment, first of all.
But listen, let me finish. To set an example for the community, you know, I mean, it is important. At least we stay once or twice and listen, you know, like others, you know. Sometimes we have to put ourselves this way. If Srila Prabhupada was here, I mean, how would he take it? Would he allow that? You know, we have to always think how Srila Prabhupada
is. Is your comment or your question?
Would he?
Huh? Is your comment your question?
Well, it's a comment on a question also. Okay. I mean, I want to hear what
you... But the point is that yes, time have changed. You understand that? But I'm not here to make the judgment on anybody. That's not my life. They might be listening on the internet. They and besides that, we have the devotees, so many other Ashimad.
I know many devotees are listening.
Okay.
Many of them.
Okay, yeah. So
what
is your question? Let's come to the question.
If you want to give Bhagavatam, right, then you should set an example and try to listen to Bhagavatam also. Okay. I mean, you know, like other people that are listening.
What is your question? Do you have any question?
That's it.
Maybe the question is, can one obtain this message better by being here in person?
That's true. But there is also possibilities that everybody has individual, have other things and their other responsibilities or whatever. We don't know. So we cannot judge. It'll be nice if we can. And also another point is also understand that as we grow older, it is difficult to sit from Mangalarti to 8, 6, 7 hours to sit in this room. It's difficult. So to make a judgment of that you know, that's wrong. Yes.
Actually, a comment on what we were talking about. There are people who are actually very ill and cannot make
yes.
it to class, and they are totally dependent on the internet
yes.
for Srimad Bhagavatam. And then there are also situations where people have jobs
yeah.
and they are supporting the temple with their yes. tithing above and beyond their income.
Thank you.
And their work schedule does not allow them to mm-hmm. come to Bhagavatam.
Yes.
And my observation is, well, you know, a lot of these people are supporting the temple.
Mother Madhavati, she left this morning and she said, Bhadra, are you giving class? I said, yeah. So she said, please speak in the mic because I'm hearing at home. What's the problem? And many are hearing on the internet. Many. Sometimes after I give a class or after I lead kirtan, they tell me, Brother, you were leading this kirtan today, right? I said, yeah, we were hearing. So, I mean, you know, people are doing that. It's not, you know, and it's individual. How can we have others what they do is my business, it's not my business. I have to see myself inside within me, what I have to do.
Well, I bring a point up already, but you should not really try to pretend it as if,
well,
it's okay. Because so many people are giving Bhagavatam, but just a few stages of that.
Well,
I mean, it's okay. I know many have, you know, some have excuses, but it's not our matters.
Any other question?
I was going to just say thank you, Bhaja, for answering the question so nicely. And I think the last question was answered is somehow or other. So we just went through that with the internet. And regardless of what your mental condition, your physical condition, somehow or other, hear the Bhagavatam. So
yes.
I thought that was... We didn't directly answer it like that, but we did directly answer it like
yes,
that.
Yes, and nowadays, you know, so much internet is going on. I mean, you can whole day hear Srimad Bhagavatam, go to VIHU, all the classes, go to the, you know, on the ISKCON desire tree, and you can hear anyone you can hear, any sannyasis or, you know, you can hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It's
so you could also think Prabhupada wrote this before yeah. the internet was there.
Yes.
And so he knew that in the future there'd be so many different obstacles or different situations besides just the temple situation. But somehow or other, you hear the Bhagavad.
I mean, it would be nice. I'm not denying that it would be nice to become, you know, this whole temple was filled up. Like when Srila Prabhupada was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam or something. It would be nice, but there is a circumstances where, you know, things are different. So it's individual. We have to...
And the last thing that I thought of is when he mentions, you know, be pure in your eating, sleeping, be pure in your mind. Those were the regulator principles that he gave us. So if you... Basically, when we get initiated, is you vow to follow these four regulated principles. And as you pointed out, those five items are very potent, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you lead a clean life and dedicate your life to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting and the holy name and the Bhagavatam aren't different.
Right, and nowadays also so many groups are, you know, where they read Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, I'm in one of those groups where every evening we read Srimad Bhagavatam. Because that helps me. Otherwise, I will not able to read alone. But I'm in the group, and it helps me to hear them and read. It forces me to read. Okay? Yes, Prabhu. It's going to be 9 o'clock. Go ahead.
You mentioned that the holy name is more powerful, more merciful than
mm-hmm.
Krishna himself.
Mm-hmm.
Some is something I thought of recently. Does it say in the Bhagavatam, like when Krishna appeared, that he was? Is there verses where it says, and he was given the name Krishna? I'm wondering when in scripture does Krishna the name appear?
I didn't get the last part. Hearing what.
I'm wondering when in our scriptures, or maybe specifically in the Bhagavatam, does the name Krishna, in a chronological fashion, you know, as far as Krishna taking birth, is there a story, you know, where he was named Krishna, like, in the Bhagavatam?
I'm not following, I'm sorry. Someone can make it clear to me, please?
Krishna was. Name giving ceremony.
Uh huh.
Was that when
Gargacharya? Uh huh.
So he gave the name at that time.
Well, Krishna has many names. He gave his but he has many names according to his leelas. He has thousands of names according to leelas, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Yes, last one. Definitely, of course. No, it's true.
That's
the truth. It's true. I mean, but as you say, it's individual, and it's, you know, everybody individual has their own life to figure it out, how they want to do it. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.